Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another Uncle Hack Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Back in the booth, secret show Thursday night in Edmonton. And you can get tickets to that, dangercatshop.com. /tickets. And it's underneath there. It's in an undisclosed location here in Edmonton because you can do fun activities in there, okay? And it's only reserved for about 50 people. So only 50 people can come to these bad boys. And before you ask, all the questions that you have for me are no, okay? No! Anyways, start the show. Let's get the show going, okay? Over here trying to promote bullshit to you. You know what I mean? Over here, for fuck's sakes, I gotta find something to tighten this cunt up. My God. Is this the type of entertainment? This is a level of entertainment that I deal with around here. This is what I deal with. Anyways, let's get into it. You know, I think it's funny that young men from across the planet are coming to me for, you know, information of where they're at in life and how to progress themselves. And it's beautiful. It is. It's truly beautiful because like every young man, you always had somebody in your family that you could reach out to. And maybe you don't have a family. Maybe you're homeless. Maybe your family fucking hates you. But that's why you are welcome here. That's why you listen to this podcast. You come to me because you don't have that drunk, idiotic uncle to ask for life advice that is horribly incorrect and wrong. But you follow it anyways because you look at him and you think, in your young adolescence mind, you see that all the fun he had and all the great stories he has, right? So you quiz his brain and you try and dig deeper on how is it I can be a better human being from this low-life piece of shit. And that's why you come to this show, right? I talk about the things that we all talk about behind closed doors, you know what I mean? Things that guys go through. I talk about things I've been through, things that I've experienced, whether it be sexually with the local pastor or with females, you know? Pause for a laughter break. But no, I do. I think it's wonderful. Okay. And today we have another great fan question. I will soon somehow figure out how we can play it. Maybe you guys can leave me voicemails. I'm working on it. I got a lot going on in a week. You know what I mean? We're slowly adding to the team. We're slowly making more content. And making more nonsense for the world, you know? We're trying to slowly but surely bring you entertaining nonsense so that way all of us retards can, like, collaborate together. Or collaborate. You can meet fellow fucking morons across the planet because you watch this shit, okay? That's the beauty of it. We've brought together people that enjoy good times. You understand you're going to die. You understand that there is no light at the end of the tunnel, okay? This is just a long, exhausting process that we call life, but we just find the greater things while wasting oxygen and roaming about. You know what I mean? You don't take life too serious if you listen to this podcast and take advice from me. At least you shouldn't anyways, right? Which is why I sit around and I think of, you know, why do us guys go through the things we do? Why? How do we end up in situations? How do relationships evolve to where they get to? And one of those things I was thinking of is, see, for most gents, right? Usually out of the gate, we're like a little bit more nicer than we usually are, and it teeters off. And it goes for females as well because they hide things, you know? I noticed this. the peak of the relationship is always like a month in, where it's new. You're exploring new things. You're exploring this person's mind. You're fucking a lot. You're going out and doing fun activities, right? You're probably going out drinking, dancing. You probably have something in common with this person. But as time goes on and time dwindles away, right, you become more and more comfortable with this human being, and you're letting out a little bit more of that side you wanted to hide, right? You wanted to hide that side. For dudes, it's more so like I find men don't change. You know what I mean? Like, most guys I know don't change. They might find little new hobbies here and there, but those hobbies really stay inside a real closed bubble. We're not. Maybe you've come across exercise. You like, you know, you're starting to exercise more. You don't go to the pub as much. And that's your new hobby because, you know, you got kids. Exercising is not as expensive as going to the bar every night and having a great time. It's not as exhilarating as hanging out in the bar and going out on weekends with all your friends. But it's a new hobby, right? Some of you have taken up barbecuing or smoking meats or making beef jerky. Maybe you got into hunting. You know, you find a new hobby to kind of, I don't know, waste the time, if you will. And usually those hobbies, a lot of us bond over beers, right? A lot of men bond over beers. Maybe it's sports. Oh, what's going on here? Oh, God. You're ruining the show, Uncle Hack. You got sounds going on. But one thing I've noticed, like, with females of, this is a horrible way to segue into what I'm about to talk about, but I find it funny, is where you know you're at peak comfort levels with the fellas is the period phase then becomes that door opens, you know what I mean? That guy now deals with you on your period. And it's a whole different woman, okay? It's a whole different lady that you get to experience, you know? Some women are able to contain those feelings. They don't lash out. Some go ballistic while on their period. And you have to deal with this as a man, you know? You could put your foot down and you can get into arguments like a stubborn piece of shit. And when I say stubborn piece of shit, I'm not trying to slight you by any means. That is the most respectful way as a dude to go about it. You're stubborn. You're a man. That's how we go about life. Okay? That's how they used to do things back in the day. Now there's too many feelings, thoughts. You got to take this into consideration. If I say this, I might hurt this feeling. There's too many feelings in the way where you as a guy, you don't recognize these feelings. You say what's on your mind. You're acting like a bitch. And then that infuriates your significant other to where you're in a full-on argument about probably something that's so minuscule, about how you didn't shovel the driveway on the first snowfall, and now those snow tracks are in they're like imprinted on the driveway, and it's going to be rather difficult for the rest of winter. You know, she likes the driveway cleaned to the tits, but that day she decided to drive over the snow and pack it onto the driveway, but it's your fault because you didn't shovel the walk because you got up 5 minutes later than you normally did because the bed was comfy that morning and you have to head out to work, but you didn't shovel the driveway first before backing out. So she sees that there's tire tracks on there, so we might as well compile all these. Now you're getting in an argument over that, right? Where in the beginning of the relationship, that doesn't exist because both of you, right? Both of you are fucking slowly playing cards. Like, you can use any game. It's a game of war. It's a game of chess. Okay? To see who's gonna, you know, we're throwing feints. It's a boxing match. Let's use boxing as our reference in this. You know? It slowly starts to come out. Usually in high-level professional boxing, you always see them trying to feel one another out, right? In the first, maybe round, first minute of the round, however you want to weigh it. And that right there is the testing grounds about where each of you are going to sit. Maybe you're a little more aggressive in the first round and you're like, I don't like this, I don't like that. And it gets all out of the way and you got yourself a good sparring partner right off the get-go. You both like, you both love a cleanly house, and sometimes it slips away. And one of you gets a little pissed off about that. And maybe that's early on in the relationship and you don't recognize this as bitchy behavior, but other than she has a specific way that she wants to live and you respect that. As a man, you respect that when somebody takes a stance on something. But then as time goes on, you deal with the period phase, you know, then it gets to a place where, you know, see, all of us as human beings have disgusting habits behind closed doors, right? Maybe you pick your nose and you fucking rub it underneath the goddamn recliner. Your favorite recliner is just full of fucking snot. And that's just your thing. You don't think about it. You just do it until somebody else comes along and stumbles across this little bad habit that you have. Then they become aware. Now they're on you about these things, right? That's the period phase for us, okay? That's the period phase. That's where we know the peak comfort levels have been hit, okay? Because nobody in their right mind, no female in their right mind, I should say, because I you know, some men do get their periods. They just don't bleed out of their pussies. They just act like a fucking absolute pussy for a week out of every month, you know? Some call it mental health. We call it being a pussy. I'm just kidding. But I noticed that, you know, the period, once you've accepted that the comfort levels have now hit to where to where she's comfortable really letting loose on the whole, like, period thing. You know, I'm like downplaying it. Oh, that, you know, that period thing that they go through where their uterus is literally falling out of their vagina. Ooh, like, ooh, get your shit together. Ooh, you know what I mean? But like the period phase, when you hit that, that's peak comfort levels in the relationship. She has now hit a spot where she's just like, I don't give a shit anymore. This is it. You're going to deal with me. You want this? This is what you got to deal with for a week, and you just have to fucking hear about it, you know? And as a guy, you know, we pick battles strategically, as you should, you know? It's best to never let that shit to get to your emotions, you know? Don't let it get to your emotions and get into arguments because you're just angry, and that's like, most guys do that. Most guys that I know just react in the moment. And I do too. Sometimes I'm just like not in the mood for it. I lose my fucking marbles and I'm going ballistic for no goddamn reason. Because I couldn't handle like something stupid, or I'm having a bad day and you catch me on a bad day. And they're like, but we don't get the benefit of having a week to be an absolute asshole, you know? Our body did not decide, or whoever created our body, whether it be God, Allah, Buddha, the aliens that are running an experiment on us, treating us like some sort of sandbox of ants, whoever invented us, right, didn't give us the luxury of having something that we can fall back on in case we just want to be a dick for a week. You know, you just want to be an asshole for a fucking week. That's why I encourage most of you to start smoking for a little while and try quitting at least once a month. Then that gives you 7 days of just having Nick fits. You know what I mean? You can lose your tits for a fucking week and be like, oh, I'm trying to quit smoking. It's to better my health so I can live a longer life with you, honey. That's what we want, right? That was the whole idea of when we got together. That one wild night when we both bumped into each other at a pub and we just ended up having a really good time together and we fucked for a whole week straight, and then I just never left, you never left my place, or however it went, we just enjoyed our company. Now, you have an outlet to lose your mind for a week as well. And if you do it strategically and you line it up to when she has your period, it could be fireworks in that goddamn house. I'm just like encouraging domestic disputes to happen, because not only are, you know, A good domestic dispute, especially when you're living in a tight-knit neighborhood, maybe it's condos, maybe you live in an apartment complex, or there's duplexes, somewhere where there's abundance of people around, you always stop and if there's a domestic dispute happening, you always stop and listen to, at least for 35 to 45 seconds just to kind of get who's winning. You know what I mean? Who's taking the brunt of it? And if like, is the girl fucking screaming at him and he's just kind of taking it? Like, oh, he got caught. Or did she get busted on something? You always tune in for at least, you know, 30 to 45 seconds. And if it's worthy enough for a couple minutes of your attention, you always stay. I'm guilty of it. I love hearing a good domestic dispute happening. Not hitting or violence. Just some screaming and yelling at one another. It's always the best source of entertainment. You know, during the pandemic, I've heard a few good ones, you know. I heard a few good ones. I do live in a condo, so I was able to tune in to some people that may have stayed together too long, you know. Some of those couples that had a kid to save the relationship maybe shouldn't live in a two-bedroom condo that's like 400 square feet. You're too close to one another. Of course, it's a ticking time bomb, but for them, it's a horrible place to be inside your relationship, but to us on the outside, we love listening to that shit, don't you? You love a good domestic. I love hearing couples argue. That's the realest shit. That's the realest shit. I love me a good couple's argument in public, because one of them is just fed up with the other one and just needs to air some shit. It's usually, but it's funny because when a dude's kind of losing his mind in public, and, you know, females get an advantage in public because they can play like that docile, I don't know what you're talking about. And then this guy just looks like a fucking psychopath. But, you know, as a guy, you know, you'd be like, oh, you can sense the stun cuntness coming out. You know what I mean? Like if she's got that docile look, I don't even know. I don't even know. The fake cry. You can sniff that out. As a guy, we can see that and be like, ah, I think I side with him. Or you see it and be like, oh, he's. The reaction isn't sincere enough out of her, so I don't feel bad for it. You know? Like, you know what I mean? but that's just, I was thinking about that the other day, and I was trying to like, oh, where's like the point usually in a relationship where everybody, where you become most comfortable? And I think for females, it's when you can display the period week. You know, your full-on emotions that you're going through, just the range, the arguments that you want to have. You know, you're letting things all loose. And it's not that, like, period talk disgusts dudes. It's just, like, one of those things, like, you know, like, I could do without hearing it. You know, that's kind of like, it's pussy talk for dudes. You know what I mean? You don't want to hear about all of our post smashes, right? The same reason we don't want to hear about how your uterus is falling out of you. It's just how it goes. There's nothing against it. Like, I'll sit there and be like, oh, I got my period. It's like this. I don't need graphic details. You can save that for your friends because they all experience it. I don't experience it. So I'm not going to be sympathetic to what you're going through because I've never been through it, right? Kind of like, you don't want to hear about all my post hookups because it's going to hurt your ego, right? It's going to hurt your ego a little bit. It's going to infuriate you. It might upset you. Maybe it turns you on. I don't know. I don't know your old lady, but it's some of those things. Some women don't want to hear about that in graphic detail, right? About your old fuck stories. Some do, some don't. So, just like some men do want to hear about your period stories. And who am I to say what you're into? I'm just saying a majority. I'm talking about the majority of fellas really don't want to hear about the graphic detail of your pussy fucking falling out of you, you know? But I find like that's about where your peak comfiness sits in a relationship, you know. I don't think that there's any other point for ladies, you know. For dudes, I was trying to figure out when dudes are comfortable right off the get-go. I believe, I think so. That's the difference. You know, we kind of, we hide a little bit of our faults as best as we can. We're just not as slick at it, you know? We don't have that much to hide. Usually, like, if you're a scumbag, ladies can usually sniff that out, or a friend will sniff it out and be like, look, he's an asshole, he's cheating on you, whatever it may be. Dudes, we don't really have a recon team, you know? We don't. We'll catch you slipping, but it takes us a little longer. It's just that attitude we have, you know? It's just like, whatever. It's a dumb narrative to go off of that. Dudes just don't fucking care. It is kind of stupid, you know? But for the most part, like, most of the fellas that I hang out with, they don't care. They don't. Like, huh? Where do you want to go eat? Fuck. Don't you dare say Boston Pizza, or I will club you upside the head with a fucking Sherwood 50-50, baby. Goddamn. But let me know your thoughts. What do you think? Comment down below if you're on YouTube, or tweet this episode at me, you know? I'm trying to get better at being a YouTuber, or, you know, with some of the, I don't know. I'm shitty. I'm just shitty enough at this, you know? Let me know your comments down below. It's kind of a dumb thing to say. Ain't it? It's kind of a dumb thing to say, is it not? Oh, God, yeah. So this here's another thing that I noticed. This is going to be the difference between... actually, let's just get into it. So I was watching this video not too long ago where a woman was flexible enough to eat her own pussy, okay? Flexible enough to eat her own pussy, but I wasn't watching it in an aroused state. Okay, that's a lie. In the beginning, I was watching it in an aroused state thinking, wow, this is kind of hot. But then my mind starts to wander when I watch these types of things and I question, what the fuck am I watching, okay? A couple facts here. Couple fucking facts. Okay, first off, fellas, if we were able to suck our own dicks, would we? 100% we would. It would 50% of our problems would be gone. You know what I mean? 50% of our problems. Could you imagine going on a first date knowing that you have the capability of stretching your fucking head down and sucking your own dick? All right? Hold up. I know a lot of you are like pulling back on this one, being like, whoa, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? Think about that for a second. You would never in your life pay for a hand job, right? You'd pay for a blowjob. You would. You'd pay for a blowjob. Hell, you do all the time. You know, you get some special lady out there that's willing to give you some attention at a local pub. And next thing you know, you buy her a drink. Then you're buying the cab ride home. Then you buy her the cab ride home in the morning, or you get her breakfast because you're a gentleman. That's what you do, only to get your knob slobbed on. So if you eliminate another thing that you don't have to pay for, what? And plus, if you could do it yourself, you know you could do it better than her. It's just like a hand job. You've been tugging on your shit since goo shot out the end of it and your nuts dropped, right? You've been tugging on that thing as much as you possibly can because it feels great and you know what you're fucking doing down there, right? It's no different than it's no different than a woman rubbing her own little fun button. You know what I mean? She's not going to pay somebody to come over and rub her pussy for her. Of course not. She's not that dumb. See, guys, we would because it's... It's just a nice thing. It's just a nice thing to have done to you. You get excited about it. You like it. It feels good. But you do it better than paying somebody to do it for you. Simple as that. Now, moving on to blowing yourself. If you were able to do that and you went out on a first date knowing that you were able to do that, do you understand the power that you possess on that first date? A lot, my friend. A lot. Your confidence should be up through the moon, because then you can go on to this date being like, I really don't need this bitch. You know what I mean? I really do not need this bitch. I don't need the headache. In fact, I'm capable of doing what she's going to try and do to me later, but I know I'm going to be better at it. You know, there's going to be less teeth, you know. And it's your own dick. It's not even gay if it's your own dick, you know. It's just a little self-satisfaction, my friends. And I know a lot of people are pulling back on this one, being like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm just saying. Would you be judged in the people's court? Yes, of course you would. But I think a lot of people would also be jealous that you possess a talent of that stature, my friend. Could you imagine that party trick? Could you imagine you're able to suck yourself off? I think you would be a local legend more than a local loser for that. Okay? That's a giant task. Those are big boots to fill, my friend. First off, you got to be flexible enough to get down there, okay? Which is a talent by itself. Secondly, being able to suck start your own hog. Come on. Come on. Like I was saying, like we were talking earlier, right, with the chess match when it comes to relationships, you just scooped a whole new pile of pawns into your court by being able to blow yourself. Dude, come on. You would have almost a demigod-like mentality inside your head, because then you're looking at this and being like, I really don't need this. This is kind of a waste of time. So what am I doing? Why am I on this date? Am I looking for companionship? The only thing that she has that I can't do is put a pussy on my cock. That's it. And yeah, it feels good sometimes, but you know, like the old saying goes, if you jerk off before, you know, wanting to sleep with somebody or fuck somebody, if you still want to do that and go through that process of getting laid, and it's still very, very, very vivid in your mind that this is what I want to do. Maybe vivid's not the right word, but you get where I'm going with this. And you think to yourself that, yeah, I want to do this. Then by all means, go for it. But that just, like, again, that's another, you know, scooping more chips into your fucking corner. All by this, by me watching this video of a woman being able to eat herself out. Now, this is another thing I was kind of thinking of. She's able to do that, and we as people, we watch that and we're like, this is kind of hot. You know what I mean? Where if you watch the guy suck himself off, you're kind of looking at that through a different lens. You're kind of like, this is kind of fucked up, but that's quite the talent that he possesses. You know, why am I watching this? But you watch a woman do it. See, there's the double standard. That's why the wage gap exists, because for the off chance that I'm able to suck off my own genitalia, I get judged. I get fucking executed in people's court. You know, these guys are going to fucking crucify me. Look at these fucking whatever they could come up with. They were coming up with all those like punny names, you know. Some New York Times headlines has like a punny name to be like, look at this guy, he's the old solo suckaroo. That's not a very good one for off the cuff, you know. The old solo suck off, and this prick is up here pretending. And then the son of a bitch that writes the article is going to pretend like, oh, that's super fucked up that this guy, but meanwhile, all of us would be like, God damn, because it's just, that's the difference. Okay. This is why ladies get away with a little bit more than what we do when it comes to these types of things. That's just how it goes. Right, gents? We've accepted that. That's why we make more money than them. For the off chance that you're able to fucking, you know, put your own genitalia in your own goddamn mouth, for a female, I guess for females as well, you watch that and like I said, most people are probably aroused like I was watching this, being like, hell yeah, this is fucking rad as shit. This is rad as shit. I want to watch this start to finish. And then maybe I'm the only psychopath that took it a step further and just couldn't leave it alone and kept thinking about this and being like, God damn, if only I could do that. You know, if only I could put my dick in my mouth, a lot of fucking problems that exist in my life would not exist. You know, we spend a good portion of our life, right, gentlemen? A good portion of our life is trying to chase down some pussy. And what is coming with chasing down some pussy is getting a little head. You know, sometimes they don't want to give you fucking any pussy. So you get a little head and you're like, oh, fuck, I can do that way better myself. I don't need you for that. Time for a little ad read. altvape.ca/hacked10. This discount will get you $10 off your order on all vape products. Free same day delivery within 2 hours of Edmonton and Calgary. This is most important part, so we can remove the shipping bit. I don't know why I said that, but it's in the ad read. You know, what can I say? I'm a fucking idiot. They hired me to read this shit. They write it, I read it. That's how this goes. The recycling program, okay? You can bring all your empty pods, e-liquid bottles, coils, and all used vape products back to their store in their Edmonton and Calgary location. Our commitment to our communities by preventing youth usage via patron scam, ID verification, because we don't need the youth out there vaping. You know, they're already doing enough stuff that's questionable on their sexuality, right? I mean, Christ almighty, I get yapped all the time for vaping. You know, it's not cool. Apparently, it's not cool. But smelling like a fucking ashtray and smoking cigarettes like a man is, okay? Maybe I want to smell like Fruit Loops. Maybe I want to smell like vanilla. Maybe I want to smell like cotton candy mixed with strawberry milkshake, because that is not gay. Gay. You know what I mean? It's not gay. Okay? Does a milkshake bring all the boys to the yard? No, but a strawberry vape milkshake does. Okay? That's right. altvape.ca/hack10 for all your vaping needs. Next, we've got the Shoddy Necklace here, which is an affordable quality shotgun necklace. You might be wondering, what the hell is a shotgun necklace? It is a necklace with a built-in shotgun tool for shotgunning beers or anything you want. For everybody listening right now, we're offering a special discount code for you. Use DANGERCATS20 for 20% off your next purchase at theshoddy.com. If you spend more than $80, you'll get free shipping on top of it. We've got 10 plus designs, including a Canadian, an American, a mullet man, and a shotgun squad style shoddy. Follow us on Instagram to see how they look and see them in action. That's theshoddy.com. THECHOTY.com. Back to the episode. See, those are the problems that us gents got to go through, my friends. You know, these are the difficulties of being a man that nobody wants to talk about. For the off chance that we're able to suck ourselves off, we have to deal with the backlash of people's court breathing down our throats because we have ourselves the most gifted talent I think a man could ever have. And that's scooping more chips into being a man, being a dude, being independent. Truly independent. You know what I mean? Truly independent. You don't need a woman to suck you off no more. As much as you may be liking sucked off by women, but if you can do it better yourself, you know, the job, think of it like work, right? When you ask somebody to do something for you, you often have to explain the job, and then they usually fuck the job up. You know, we're going to use work as an example because I know most of you out there will know exactly what I'm talking about. When you bring somebody new on site, right, and you got to explain to them the work that needs to be done, i.e. the blowjob to a new girl, right, and how you like the job done, okay? If the job even gets completed, you know what I mean? If the job even gets completed, and most times you got to go back and fix all the fuck-ups. where you could eliminate all the fuck-ups, all the time explaining by just doing it yourself. A lot of people say I'm insane, but sometimes I think of these things that I like to hope that I'm bettering mankind. And I say mankind, right? By thinking of these things and putting it out there so we can express ourselves as fellas, you know? This is a wild episode. I got to stop thinking. We got a wild fan question. It's lengthy, so hold out. I'm not the best reader by any means. We'll leave this guy anonymous because he wanted to leave the girl's name anonymous. But yeah, again, another relationship problem here. I don't know. I didn't ask any questions. I read this once and I totally forgot about it. So I'm kind of going off the cuff on this one. I try not to lie when I say that I've read these beforehand, but I did read this one briefly and I think I went to bed. I was like, this is depressing. I think. All right. Hey, Hack, got a fan question here for you. Essentially, I've been talking to a girl that we can call Emma. That's not her name. That's why you put it in quotations. I shouldn't have read that part, I guess. We've been talking off and on for about 6 months. English isn't her first language, so I kind of stopped talking to her because it was hard to have a conversation start to get rolling. She messaged me a couple weeks ago, curious if I wanted to hook up. Of course, I said yeah, so I went over to her house on the agreed date and time. Oh, scheduled fuck. You always like those. The house is empty, and then we reach her bedroom. Then things to begin to progress. We finish, and I begin to dress myself, and so does she. All of a sudden, someone comes home and immediately begins to come towards her room. I've always said to myself that the best quality is my improvisation skills. So I immediately dove for cover and slithered under her bed. Keep in mind, I am mostly dressed but topless. Emma and her aunt are standing right in front of my eyes and having a conversation that seems to be heated in Spanish. After 3 minutes of their discussion, the aunt leaves and heads elsewhere in the house. Emma bends down and was mad at me for hiding. She wanted me to meet her aunt. I called her crazy. I don't know how they do things in South America, but here in Canada, if someone finds a stranger hiding in their house or a stranger is in their house, they don't know, and they don't know that, things immediately go to hell. She was mad at me for hiding and trying to drag me out into the living room to meet her aunt, and apparently her mom was coming home with her husband, and she wanted to meet them too. I am freaking out. It's supposed to be a simple pump and dump, and it seems as if she is trying to ambush me to be her girlfriend or something along those lines. I told Emma, if you don't want anything to do with me, distract yourself, aunt, because I gotta go. Distract your aunt because I've gotta go. Okay. After bartering with Emma, she agreed. Once I heard them go into the backyard, I ran so fast out of the house and down the street without my shoes on to the church I'd parked at. Part of the deal I made with her last second so I wouldn't meet her family was that I have to hook up with her again in 3 days from today. Well done. Great negotiating skills, my friend. This is peak male negotiating right here. Part of the deal I made with her last second so that I wouldn't meet her family was that I have to hook up with her again. Oh, okay. Win-win. Great. You made a steal of a deal there, sir. That is top-notch fucking negotiating. Now that you have all of the context, what am I to do? I'm a dude. I want to get laid, and it was a good time that I had with her, but what almost unfolded the last time, it scares me to go back. What if this time I go over to think we're banging, but everybody's sitting in her house thinking I'm her new boyfriend and coming over for her dinner or something like that? She's a pretty girl. She's nice and all of that, but the language barrier is quite tall, and that's why I don't want anything more than what we had with her. What do I do? Do I ghost her, block her, go over in 3 days and take a chance, talk to her, something else? I know she likes me more than I like her, which is in most cases, right? which is in most cases, well, we'll get into that after. Even her bestie, who I've never met, messaged me 3 months ago on Instagram telling me Emma really wants to meet me and really wants me. Emma is a great girl and deserves a real man. Emma's friend is right. I like that cop-out. Emma deserves a real man. That's always like every guy's easiest cop-out. You deserve a real man, and I'm not that guy to fill them shoes, so I'm going to have to skedaddle, but thanks for the pussy. Emma's friend is right. I'm sure she is a great person and she's pretty and all, but I'm not the one. Plus, she's in the city and I'm in the boondocks. I can't spend all that gas and time going to the city often because I'm her boyfriend. It just doesn't work out in my mind. Super long explanation, but this is what made sense to me, so hopefully it will make sense to you and all of the viewers if you choose to make this your fan question on the podcast. All right. Thanks, G. Thanks, G. Well, my friend, don't ghost her. Don't ghost her. Too many guys do that. Too many women do that. And it's just, it's a pussy way of going about things. Don't ghost her. That's gay. Okay? Be a man about it. You got into this situation. And you know what? I'm a gambling fella. So I'm going to look at this in two ways. Okay? The second meeting is coming up. When? I don't know. But it's coming up shortly. So what I suggest, take the chance. It's a dice roll. So what? And if you are meeting their family, right? And if they're Spanish, you said South American. So I don't know what country they're from. But I'm going to guess that they make some good food, right? I'm gonna go out on a limb here and guess that they make some great, authentic food from wherever the fuck they're from, especially if she's arguing with her aunt in Spanish. That's right from the homeland, brother. So, look at it two ways. You're going to show up. You got to meet some people. You met some new people. Whatever, right? You met some new people. You get to have a new conversation, right? And I'm going to guess, you know how these foreigners like to do things. It's always food, party, music. They're way cooler. You ever went and met white parents? White parents are boring as shit. The dad always wants to like flex up on you. You hurt my daughter. You hurt my daughter. I'm going to have to kill you. Listen, Frank, sit your fucking old ass down. I'll drag you in the front yard, speed bag you in front of your daughter, fuck your wife and your daughter, and then you're left here a broken shell of a man because the new boyfriend came in and he's ruling the roost. This fascination of North American parents trying to intimidate boyfriends is so pathetic. You know, the dad's past his prime. You know, you can barely get out of the fucking recliner. You think you're going to tool me in front of your daughter? No, I'm going to give your daughter the tool tonight. How does that sound? Sit down, Frank. Get me a beer. Not South Americans. Okay. They're inviting. They want to meet you. They don't even care. You're smashing their fucking niece. And she's like, she came in post-pump. Yelling at her in Spanish, God knows what. It's probably fucking sexy. You were underneath that bed thinking, oh, God, this is turning me on. I don't even know what they're saying. They could be calling me gay. Where's the gay guy? What's he hiding in the closet? Coming out of the closet for the third time? They're probably talking mad shit on you. Arguing in Spanish, and you're laying underneath there being like, damn, that sounds hot. That sounds fucking hot, right? And I get it. You don't want a girlfriend, but you take the chance. You go in, and if you sit down with Emma, right, tell her, look, I'm not boyfriend guy. I don't need to be mean to family. I don't know what you do overseas. Like, is this a celebration of sex? What's going on here? But that second chance, or that second time that you, the off chance you show up for the second time, right? You're probably walking into some great food, great authentic food from wherever the fuck they're from, and it's probably delicious. What's Frank gonna do? Threaten you? And then he's gonna, you wanna have burgers? No. Spanish people are over here making enchiladas fresh from the homeland. Fucking made from scratch, what do you call them? Tortillas? Not even store-bought. That's how well they do it. No, not fucking Frank. Hey, you want some domestic beer? You want to sit down and have a domestic beer with me while I threaten you for fucking 15 minutes if you break my daughter's heart? Oh, I'll break your fucking daughter's heart. Then I'm going to come over here and break your fucking nose. How's that sound? Not the Spanish. Not the Spaniards, baby. Go over there. Have a good meal. And guess what? Maybe there isn't a meal that's going to happen and you get pussy for the second time. You get another hit on Emma. So what do you got to lose, playa? What do you got to lose? You just got to explain to her, listen, this is how shit's going. I like it when I see you guys just being like, yo, what the fuck? Explain your side of the story and don't let her, you know, that's the thing. You're Canadian. You're Canadian, okay? It's naturally in your blood to be like very passive in these types of situations. And, you know, like Spanish people are a little more assertive. They're a little more, they try to show that dominance. We know this, right? Your experience is right now because she wants to introduce you to the family and you're wiping the fucking cum off of her. You were wiping the cum off of her back 15 minutes ago before her aunt showed up, for Christ's sakes, you know? You just slingshotted a condom into her fucking bedside garbage and her aunt's pounding on the door being like, hey, time to meet you. You deflowered my goddamn niece. Time to meet you. Why don't you come on out for, I don't even know what the fucking lemonade's like over there, but why don't you come over for a glass of lemonade? Since you wanted to pound the guts out of my goddamn niece, I want to get to know you. Who's the man behind the cock? And you might get a good meal out of it. That's all I'm saying. Head on over, pal. Don't be so fucking, you know, something good might come out of it. Hell, maybe the aunt wants to fucking give you anal. Who knows? Weirder things have happened on this planet, okay? Take a risk. It's all right. Take a risk, gentlemen. This is right here. Sometimes, boys, listen. Sometimes you got to risk it for the biscuit. And sometimes you get stuck in a sting operation like this. Sometimes it might be a sting operation to meet the family. And you just take it on the chin, okay? Because you're a guy. Power through it. Power through it. It's all right. That or you can leave right away. Nobody's forcing you to stay there. Nobody is forcing you to stay there. You got to remember, just because you get in a situation that you don't want to be in, you can always remove yourself from that situation. So if you show up and you feel that you're like, all right, I got to go. No, this is weird. This is weird. I got to go. Meet the family quick. Make an excuse. And fuck off. Be like, that's weird. I don't want to do that. That you just got to explain yourself. Simple as that. Show up, buddy. What do you got to lose? I don't want to waste the gas. Totally understandable. They are at astronomical prices right now, so that is totally understandable knowing that you live out there. Maybe she comes out to you, you know? Maybe she comes out to you for a weekend. I don't know what your living situation's like. If you're with your parents, you know, you got roommates. Have her out for a weekend. Have a little weekend fuck fest. Why not? Treat her to something nice. Instead of you going in all the time, why don't she come out for a sleepover? Get it out of the way. Get it out of the way. But it sounds like you don't want to really develop feelings for this girl right away. So that's entirely fair that you don't want to meet the family. And I would be absolutely pissed if I got ambushed with a surprise family meetup like that as well. But again, let's go back to the food. Let's go back to the food. Those family functions, man. I've been to a couple family functions with some foreigners, and they do it right. They do it right. It's way better than meeting white parents. Like I said, way better than meeting white parents. It's just usually the mom is like forgiving, and the dad tries to be this miserable old prick. But it's not 1976 anymore. He's not spry. He doesn't have the fighting spirit he once had. Now he's just a miserable old man in a recliner trying to intimidate you that he's got a closet full of guns. Listen, I know where those guns are, fucking Frank. I know exactly where those guns are. Okay, what, you think I haven't been to this house before? What, you think I haven't been to this house before and I haven't got the fucking tour, huh? You don't think I know exactly where those guns are. And I know it's going to take you 15 minutes to get them because it takes you 10 minutes just to get out of the fucking recliner, okay? So if you want to threaten me again, I suggest you keep one of them lying beside that stupid fucking recliner that your ass is just molded to for fucking 18 hours out of the day before you slowly climb your fat ass up the goddamn stairs just to crawl into your shitty little fucking bed. I'd keep that gun beside you because I have no problem. Like I said, I'll break your fucking girl's heart and then I'll break your daughter's heart, right? I'll break your goddamn daughter's heart. Then I'll come down here and break your fucking nose. I'll break her back, break her heart, then break your nose. How does that sound? Does that sound good? Shut your old ass up. Nah, these fucking South Americans, buddy, want to make you tacos or whatever it is. I don't even know. Like you said, Spanish leaves it pretty wide open at this point. But I'm just saying that you, my friend, have an opportunity to either A, get some good food or get a good piece again. So I think you got to open your mind a little bit, young man. Go out there with a smile on your face. Put your best foot forward. Hope for the best. Either or, it's win-win for you. What do you care? You just got to sit Emma down after and be like, that was fucked up. I don't like that. That's a bit weird. You should have gave me a heads up. And then you got your exit. You have an exit there if you do get ambushed and be like, no, look, I'm not boyfriend, okay? You can explain to her how you're not boyfriend. And it was quite fucked up what she did to you back there by ambushing you with a family meeting that wasn't in, you weren't giving notice that is what you were walking into because that isn't right, you know? She asked you to hook up. If this is the first time meeting her too, by the way, this is oddly strange that she's asking you to meet the aunt. She must really like you. See, this is probably the reason why all the old guys always go to the mail order brides from the Philippines, you know, from Indonesia, all these places. Because look at how quick that chick was. She's like, I want you to meet my family. I don't know. Maybe she's Italian, but she wants you to dive right in. She wants you a part of the whole fucking kit and caboodle, my friend. What an angel. And you wonder why these old guys, you know, won't marry North American women because look at these little nussies just throwing you in the ring of fire, just wanting you a part of it all. Isn't that beautiful? Not these North American women. They don't give a shit about you. She likes you for you. Isn't that beautiful? And here you are acting like a selfish fucking prick. See, which brings me back to my original point. If you were able to suck yourself off, you wouldn't be in the predicament that you are today. If you were able to suck yourself off, you wouldn't have to go through this and you wouldn't have to go through the questions in your mind because that's what you're doing. You're playing over every scenario like every guy does. As you're driving up, you're going to be thinking, is their parents going to be there? If I pull up and I see cars in the driveway, should I leave? Do I leave? Do I just say I got sick? Do I make up some bullshit? Do I just make up some bullshit and tell her that I can't make it tonight and I turn around and go the fuck home? Where initially, if you were able to suck yourself off, you wouldn't even be thinking about these questions because you'd be like, why would I go there for the off chance? You know, I'm using off chance a lot, right? I don't know why today. For the chance that I am getting ambushed to meet the family when I could just stay at home and give myself some treatment, you know? I'm just saying. I'm not a wise man. I just think about these things. Such a stupid thing to say. But that's the chance you got to take as a young lad, my friend. That's the chance that you have to take as a young lad in this world, putting your best foot forward, heading out that door, because I know for a fact that you aren't able to suck yourself off. So I know that you're thinking about you heading out there and joining the ranks of trying to up the notch count in your belt or whatever it is you're after. You know, it sounds like you're not looking for love out of this one, but it sounds like it's just entertaining enough. It's just fulfilling enough to keep you coming back for a little more, or else you wouldn't even be contemplating and possibly going back over there. So there was something grabbed your attention about this little Nussie, and it's probably the fact that she's foreign. You know, you got an exotic model, a foreign model, and I'm using this, an import. And it's exciting, right? It's different. See, you get yourself into that predicament with somebody from a different country, and their cultures are different, and it excites you because North American women are fucking, right? A lot of them brain dead. And that's why Grandpa is always looking. Well, my grandpa, he was looking at the websites for a minute there. He's looking for an import, and I don't blame him, you know? These little Nussies come over and they take care of you every which way possible. They don't even know who the fuck you are and they'll love you, okay? You just got to take care of them. That's it. They're traditional in that sense. So maybe meeting the family was just like her trying to show, like, this is what I have to offer. This is what I have to offer. They do things weird in different countries, you know? We're accustomed to a certain way of life. And sometimes it can be a little difficult to open your mind to what other cultures get up to. And that's okay. That's okay. But open your mind. Take the chance. Take the leap. Go for it. I say. That's what I say. Like I said, it's way better than meeting fucking North American parents where the dad thinks it's entertainment or it's entertaining to pretty much try and fucking threaten you over the fact that, you know, your daughter's a grown-ass adult and somehow he's got to baby her like she's a fucking three-year-old still. You know, oh, don't touch the stove, it's still hot. You know, that type of shit. Don't talk to strangers, they might kidnap you. Well, that's the fucking point. Sometimes, listen, Frank, your daughter's going to grow up. And, you know, if only you knew what she gets up to when you're not around, okay? If you only fucking knew about all of her past, you wouldn't look at her the same way you do right now, okay? So sitting here and putting empty threats in the air is only pissing me off and making me want to beat the shit out of you. Do you understand me? But it's true. Meanwhile, buddy's over here. He's getting the fucking royal treatment. He doesn't even know this, but he's about to be the prince of fucking Indonesia here quite soon. For Christ's sakes. Over here trying to deny a free meal of good food, actually. Great food. I don't know any, like, South American countries that has shit food. I'm mostly using Indonesia, and that's a Southeast Asia country. I'm just saying, it was the first thing to pop into my mind. That's how dumb I am, okay? That's why taking advice from me is never a good idea, but I am saying in this circumstance, you should take my advice and take the leap of faith, baby. Get over there. Who knows? Maybe she's got a pretty fucking rad uncle. Maybe some fucking triad uncle, you know? Again, Chinese. Really fucking up my geography here. Maybe an uncle in MS-13. And then you're in. Then it's over. Game over, baby. Then maybe the threats, you know, you break my fucking niece's heart, I'll rip your fucking tongue out and make you lick your own ass. How does that sound? And you're like, all right, yeah, no, definitely believable. Unlike old white boy sitting in a recliner, you have tattoos on your face with the most globally recognized gang on the planet. So I stand here beaten. Oh shit. Well, I don't know. My conclusion of this all is it is a tad strange that post smash she wanted you to meet like her aunt and her mom. I've been in a similar type situation where I just had like kind of like a fuck buddy, but then it was known that we were like fuck buddies and we'd hang out every now and then, and I ended up, her aunt made us breakfast. Because we got hammered one night and ended up staying where she was living in the city here. And we went down, had breakfast. Her aunt was really cool. She got it. She was single and kind of had a fuck piece too that was popping by. And, you know, so she kind of got it. But it was weird. It was a tad strange because, you know, you just like, you pump this chick's niece and you're down here eating breakfast. She knows what you guys got up to. You know, she's not stupid. She's not born yesterday. You know, same with, I would imagine that Emma's aunt is the same, knows exactly what went on. You know, she came home, probably upset, being like, oh, well, you didn't even introduce your new slam piece and you just bring them home into our house. Wow, how do I know what this guy's like? I don't know what they're like over there. I don't really care, if I'm being honest. You know, I don't really care. Live your life fucking accordingly to whatever culture you desire, I guess. But I say go for it, buddy. I say go for it. Leap of faith. You never know what might happen. And if you do get ambushed, there you go. You got your exit plan. You might have to sit through like an hour of bullshit, right? And you're like, all right, I gotta go. I gotta go. This has been fun. Or maybe you end up having a good time. Who knows, my friend? That's the thing. You got to take risks. And it's not like the world is open up, especially in Canada. It's not opened up to the point where, you know, you can go out and enjoy life like we used to, where you just met a stranger in a bar that you didn't need a fucking code or scan your fucking eyeballs or show your social, what do they call it? Your social fucking credit score, right? You don't have to do any of that. This young lass is fighting you over for a meal with her family, an ambush meal. That'd be quite awkward, but probably delicious. So take the risk. Take the fucking risk, buddy. Oh, yeah. Just a quick reminder, you know? DangerCatShop.com, and you can get tickets to our upcoming show. It's Last Call Confidential, a live podcast and stand-up mix in one in an undisclosed location here in Edmonton this Thursday night. And if you're listening to this on the Thursday episode, you can get tickets on the website. That's right, on the website. Same with merch. Be able to pick up something nice for your family members for Christmas this year. We now have blankets with our logo on it, and the flags are also restocked. So be sure to check out DangerCatShop.com. And get your loved ones a special gift this Christmas. And thank you for listening to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast.